It's time.
Yo, dude.
For the Greasy Report.
Oh my God, I love Joe.
Greasy Report.
That's my boy.
With Joe Claire.
Yo!
You show is ugly.
It's time for the Greasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
Today's Greasy Report is brought to you by the Nina Simone song, A Little Sugar in My Bowl. My wife and I listened to it this morning as I put a little sugar in her bowl. And why y'all putting that man business all out in the streets, news? A new book detailing the life of Michael Jackson is set to hit bookshelves soon, and all kinds of secrets about the king are being revealed. In the new book, Remember the Time, Protecting Michael Jackson in His Final Days, Javon Beard and Bill Whitfield talk about the 2 years they spent protecting the King of Pop until his untimely death in 2009. In the book, the two describe all sorts of things, such as Michael's favorite cereal, his fierce rivalry with Prince, and how paranoid MJ was. The book even talks about the time that Randy ran his car into Michael's front lawn, talking about Michael owe me money. Man, they was gangster. They also talk about the Michael we didn't know, the Gary, Indiana Michael. Oh, they said he would show up from time to time. This is real talk, folks. They said one time in Virginia, Michael Jackson rented a room. He had a secret girlfriend come in, right? They went and picked her up out there at Dulles Airport. And then Michael Jackson got her a room at the Hampton Inn. When some people spotted him, they said, man, that look like Michael Jackson. You Michael Jackson? Michael Jackson said, nah, I'm a dude who looked like Michael Jackson. They said, but you look just like him. He said, what Michael Jackson gonna be doing in a Hampton Inn? They was like, you know what? You right.
I'm a gentleman.
Anyway, pick up the book. It's called Remember the Times Protecting Michael Jackson in His Final Days.
I mean, that's very personal.
And in Rapunzel, Let Down Your Hair news, have y'all seen Vivica Fox's new line of hair? Well, let me tell y'all something. The Vivica Fox hair collection is real. It is one of the many business ventures that the 40-something actress has these days. It seems that the time she spent with ex-boyfriend 50 Cent taught her to hustle and get that money. So she has come out with a headline, the Vivica Fox Hair Collection. The only problem is she looked like Dolly Parton on that joint, man. It look like them weaves is made out of old Long John waistband material. She looked like a background dancer in an old Shabba Ranks video. Heavy neck harlots will be sporting the Aunt Viv all summer long. This weave look like one of the items that will be stolen the most out of ghetto Walmarts everywhere. A woman in Pennsylvania is suing the actress and her hairline after being shot by hunters and being mistaken for an actual fox. She said,
no, this is not an actual fox. This is a Vivica Fox.
Hey, that's the Cleazy Report, and I am off to happy hour.
It's the Cleazy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show. On a station that sounds like Washington. WHUR.